make you to look over the form, make sure that everything is right, address, phone number.
Mindy, why did you decide to go ahead and get a mammogram?
Well, I had been thinking about it for a while, and, you know, when I turned 40, I'm going to get a mammogram. Then 41 came, 42, 43, and, you know, just so many of my friends have had breast cancer, and, you know, recently a good friend had colon cancer, but it just makes me feel like, you know, I am vulnerable now that I'm getting a little older, and I needed to get it done.
I'm Rennell Beardsley. I'm the lab admitting.
Is it a quick procedure?
Normally it is. If you don't have any problems, you just go in, and they take different views, and they look at your previous mammogram and compare it, and if you have anything extra to do, they'll make those adjustments and accommodations of whatever else they need to do.
Yes, and I will take this back to the imaging tech and check them out and assist you just shortly.
Okay, thanks.
My name is Renee Hartless, and I'm working here at Petersburg Medical Center. I do their x-rays, their ultrasounds, their CTs, and their mammograms.
Okay. Mindy, what we're going to do next is to ask you to step into our restroom, and I'll need for you to take everything off from the waist up.
Okay.
I've got a little cape that you'll be able to put on. The opening will be in the front.
To me, it's really awesome that our small town is able to offer this. That way, our folks don't have to travel just for screening, and we can do screening exams here. We can also do diagnostic exams here. And then after that, then, of course, there are travel to other places if they have to be pursued further.
Well, I'd just like to say that I have these hilarious little stickers on that make me feel like I'm ready for a striptease.
All right. Well, before we even
just for the audience, I'm not actually looking at that. You have a cape on.
Yes.
And I will be turning my back when it's time.
All right. I'm going to let you have a seat right
okay.
here. We do have a few.
You know, it's just one of those things that you need to start doing as you get a little older. We're not young forever. And although we feel great and we feel healthy and we feel like we can conquer the world still, you know, our bodies are our bodies, and these cancers and things take over, and we need to be screened for them.
So this would be your first mammogram?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for coming in. That's awesome. All righty. Well, then, so no problems on your breast?
No
pain or
no
lumps?
I did some research on the internet and found that the American Cancer Association and Mayo Clinic, several other large medical clinics and hospitals say that you do need to get a mammogram, your first screening mammogram, at the age of 40. And so I just decided that's what I'm going to do. And I also called some friends of mine who have had breast cancer, and all of them got breast cancer in their 40s. And they highly recommend that women get a mammogram when they turn 40 as well.
All right, I'm going to get you to put this hand down by your side, and we're just going to get all the breast tissue on. And you're going to keep your chest wall into the machine. And when the compression is coming down, you're going to let me know how you're doing, because we still have to stay friends, you know. It's going to be tight. Okay, now from here, I come off the foot pedal, and I'll go by hand, because it is a little more gentle.
You need to stop breathing now. Don't breathe.
Okay, you can step back and relax just a moment. Go ahead and cover yourself up.
Was that a pretty smooth, untypically smooth process, or is it usually that easy and simple and painless?
That's the normal first two views that we take. Everything has gone just the way that it's supposed to.
Do you do another? Is this it?
No, I do two more from the sides.
Okay.
So at this point, we'll be turning the machine, and so we get, you know, two, for, they're called CC, cardiocranial views. They're, you know, like or AP, whichever you want. And then after that, they will do two from the side.
And then this comes down and sandwiches and, like, flattens everything out. So just so you can kind of
completely.
No, well, you know what I mean. She, like, lifted it up here and then, like, flattened this down, and then the whole thing was here like this. Just so you can kind of imagine.
Smooth little compression.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it painful at all?
It was not. Not for me. Mm-mm. Not at all.
That is what I have found with most people. Is it really is not painful. It is pressure, but we've all experienced that. What I do tell my patients, if it does start to get painful, we stop.
or we reschedule, whichever is going to work out the best for the patient, because this is such an important exam for them.
Again, I need for you to stop breathing. Okay, dear, just relax.
Great. Now, this is a pretty personal thing to do, and I have to say you approached me to do this story and follow you in here while you did it. What made you decide to sort of expose your own personal experience?
Well, you know, people feel so helpless when friends have cancer or they've died of cancer. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you can't do anything. You know, we can do, we can walk, we can talk, we can do races, we can raise money. You know, there's so many things that you can do, but you still feel a little bit helpless. And I thought, you know, this is one thing that I know that I can do is, you know, bring the press along and let people know that getting a mammogram is easier than you think. And I wanted everyone to know what it was like. I wanted men to know what it was like for women in here, and that's why I did it. It's the one thing I know that I can do that might make a difference.
All right, well, we're going to check these images to see how well we have done, and we're going to make the radiologist.
This looks like a good exam, and what we will do at this point, one little click, she's off to Oregon she goes, and then we'll just finish doing some more paperwork on our end.
Okay.
And for you, I give you that little spiel that we already have done, that it will be about 2 or 3 days before I'll know something, and if I need to call you back, I will, and if not, I'll mail you your wonderful letter.
Okay.
So, thank you very much for coming.
I really enjoy this job.
I really do. I love being able to help other folks. I love being in a small community because I obviously have the gift of gab, and I can talk with them and feel comfortable about it, and we are friends, we do care, I'm going to see you again, you know, in the stores and stuff, and you're going to have had a good experience and pass it around to your friends, and I just think that, yeah, patient care is definitely needs to be just that, patient care, and so, yes, I do enjoy my job.
So, Minnie, we're back in the studios. It's about a week after you had your mammogram. So you got your letter in the mail, and what does it say?
Well, it's good news. I'm going to read this to you. It says, we are pleased to inform you that the results of your recent breast imaging examination are normal, benign, or not cancer.
So how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. You know, like I said before, there's no reason to get, you know, excited and upset about it ahead of time. It was a pretty easy thing to do, and I didn't really think about it a whole lot between now and when I had my mammogram because I didn't feel any lumps or anything like that. I've been feeling great, so I'm glad that I got this news, and I'm happy.